There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, first time on 15-10-5. Get in there!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
We're getting closer to the end of June, and I've got a little cutoff that seems to happen at the end of June. Turn the page to July, and we get closer to the college football season. And so I'm just going to come clean and say at the end of June, I'm ready to start ignoring the recruiting angle because of one thing. It has zero impact with the 2022 season. Now, as a fan, I care about the near future. Don't get me wrong. But as we get to July, man, I'm starting to totally get the blinders on and focus on the 22 season. This crop of the 23 class, zero impact with the upcoming season. And look, if I need to apologize, I will. Forgive me for not being excited suddenly about Jamal Jarrett or C.J. Allen or even Arch, who we've been tracking here for a couple of months now. I am now turning to the mode of the immediate future, focused only on the 22 season. And one of the big unknowns for the Georgia season coming into the year will be how much of a drop-off will there be on the defensive line? And who's going to replace the number one pick in the NFL draft? Now, Georgia's got a big timer ready to take charge on that defensive line. And you're seeing him in all these preseason magazines that are kind of starting to come out. All-American preseason candidate, Jalen Carter. It's time for him to take over the lead on this defensive line. And he's going to be spectacular. He's going to be awesome. Need him to really take charge. And I think there are two keys to Jalen Carter being a top of the first round pick in the upcoming draft. And the first key for him is to elevate his fitness level. He's going to get more reps in 2022 as a starter, as the lead dog. So I'm hoping his fitness level will be better than it ever has in the first 2 years. Number two, mentally, he's got to prepare to be mentally tough. He's going to be taking on more double teams. The protection scheme is going to be game plan to slow him down. And so they're going to try to limit his impact. So, you know, some guys that can get frustrated with that. But he's looking at a big-time season. Georgia's got to replace three big-time NFL caliber players now. And Trayvon Walker, number one pick in the draft. Jordan Davis, putting on that Eagle uniform now. Devontae Wyatt, first-round pick of the Green Bay Packers. Bulldogs have to have more than just Jalen Carter. And I've talked a little bit about Zion Logue, who will replace Big 99 in the middle of that defensive line. And we'll talk more about him later. I want to talk right now about the guy that I believe will end up being the guy that replaces the number one pick in the draft. And it's Tyrion Ingram Dawkins. And he's a redshirt freshman out of Gaffney, South Carolina. Number one prospect coming out of South Carolina. Played in that All-American Bowl All-Star game. He got the four-star tag. 6'5", 300 pounds. Early enrollee in 2021. Played in one game last season. One. But he's got an opportunity now to step in and be an impact player in his second year on campus. He's got a big body. Watched the G-Day game again last night and really focused in on Ingram Dawkins. And I saw a guy that has a technique that is really solid. You see him getting off blocks. And he's working on some quality offensive linemen in that G-Day game. You saw him getting off blocks. He's got some strong hands. He can hit the gap. He can play with power. He can set the edge. And I'm reminded of another South Carolina defensive lineman that played at Georgia, and his name is Richard Seymour. Sort of the same body type. Come from the same state. Same combination of size, quickness, and power. I see some of these same traits with Ingram Dawkins. Now I'm not, look, I'm not saying that Ingram Dawkins is going to have the career that Richard Seymour had. I'm just saying that he's very similar in his skill set and the body type. I do know Coach Trey Scott is searching for the next wave of quality defensive linemen. He's looking to plug and play and replace Walker and Wyatt and Davis in this upcoming season. And I believe Ingram Dawkins has a chance to step in and claim one of the starting spots. And that would be the five technique, the defensive end position that Trayvon Walker played a year ago. Now, he's not going to have to do it all alone, because I believe Tramell Walthor is a guy that's going to help him out in the upcoming season. Walthor is a redshirt senior that came from a different place. I mean, he grew up in Hinesville, and let me tell you, history tells me that they grow him up tough in Hinesville down there in Liberty County. He survived the junior college scene, and he's a guy that played in all 15 games last season. Missed the G-Day because his knee was a little bit dinged up. He's fine. He's going to get a chance to play a lot this season. Here's a guy that's been doubted and overlooked and stuck with a three-star tag, had to go to junior college and earn it, and now he's got 1 year to pay off. So I think Ingram Dawkins and Walthor at that five-technique defensive end are going to be the two guys that are going to replace Trayvon Walker, the number one pick in the draft.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.